Blog Talk Radio.
James Moody, back in 1949, who recorded the song Moody's Mood for Love. That's the original cut. This is Getting It Done, and I'm your host, Dr. Dean. This week we have a fairly decent show for you, but who am I to say? Last week, before we go any further, let me talk about last week. Last week, I decided to do something on Charlie Parker, the second phase of Charlie Parker, and we followed on through with that, with 2 weeks of Charlie Parker. Now, Charlie Parker is one of the originators of the bebop jazz, a whole different style of jazz that came alive. And what you're going to do in here now is the other person who was the founder. He and Charlie Parker were the founders of the bebop jazz, which set the tone for the kind of jazz that we have today. Took us out of ragtime and all of the other types of jazz prior to that. Dixieland, all the other kinds of types of jazz. And that this person is Dizzy Gillespie, and we're going to be listening to Dizzy talk. He's being interviewed, and this was back in 1983.
You know, on 125th Street in Harlem is in the middle of Harlem. There's a record store that's on the south side of the street, on 125th Street, where they play records. You are loud, you know, and the people are passing by. And this West Indian girl had just come to the United States, and she didn't know too many people there, and she was lonesome, and she didn't have a job, you know, so she's walking up 125th Street. And as she's walking, she heard this share this song, a rhythm from the West Indies, which I made a record on this, and she stopped. And she stopped at home. And then she stopped.
Do you know, when you just did that with your hands, you don't really need an instrument, do you?
Yes.
Yes, you do. It helps.
Yes.
People say, and it always sounds funny, they say Dizzy invented Bob, as if you woke up one morning and said, what am I going to do today? I think I'll invent Bob. It can't happen like that, can it?
By a long shot, no. It's a development, actually. Progressive. Same as progressive revolution and religion. Progressive revolution, God only gives you so much knowledge of what he's got in store for you at a specific time in your spiritual development. The same as he only lets the rock create so much for a particular era in the development of our music. And we also have messengers and prophets in our music. Yeah, you could call Coleman Hawkins a lesser man, a Charlie Parker, a prophet, you know.
Father Hines, right.
Father Hines, too, that's a great innovator.
But I must be honest, the first time I heard Bob, I suppose it'd been in existence in one form or another for about 6 years, it was the early 50s or so. I was frightened by it because I thought the music, the rhythm had been stretched so far it would never snap back to anything I recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were always fundamentally correct, even when it sounded out there. I remember one time I was on a program, Stan Kenton was the disc jockey, sort of, you know, and he played Things to Come. And on the inning, when we say, bump, beep, bump, joo, bump, beep, bump, and then we say, bow. And he reached for that thing. He reached for the turntable before, you know. And he was waiting for the last chord to come up.
Yeah.
And then finally he took it off.
Yeah. So it's difficult for people to adjust. Another thing that I don't understand is the rhythms. It seems to me you select are not. They're not blues, they're not Dixie, they're not swing, they are Latin American, Spanish rhythms.
I think there's a very close relationship between the music of the Western Hemisphere that has been created in Brazil, the West Indies, Cuba, and the United States. In fact, those are the most important ones, you know, and so jazz. And it's calypso and samba and Afro-Cubans. They have the same background. So I expected one day actually to hear a band come out and you don't know where they're from. Because they would be playing music of jazz that would be. And they play and they play Western music and they play Brazilian. They play all in one arrangement, and so they're changing backwards and forwards. So you don't know where they're from. So what are they? And you're going to have good soloists because everybody is learning how to play. One good example is in Cuba. There's a trumpet player in Cuba that you would not believe. His name is Arturo Sandoval. I just made a record with him. That's what I'm saying as well. It'll be out soon. Made it in Europe because the United States and Cuba is not exactly a love affair. We made this record in Europe. It's coming out now. And you hear some of the things that they're doing now in Cuba. See, stylistically, Cuba has always been rhythm. The drums, and there haven't been too many the instrumentalists come out of Cuba, play jazz. But this guy, when I first heard him in Cuba, we went on that boat down there, I couldn't believe this guy. And so we finally got together, we made a record together, and it'll be out soon. So we hope that you like it when you see it. And this is the number that we played just now, that's one of the numbers I'm going to have.
So
what is it near? It's not near nothing.
Yeah.
And how do you get there? You don't get there, you lose. different things like that. Things. But sure, it was very nice. They just gave me another day there. I read a couple of days, and they made me honorary mayor.
Didn't that make you feel a bit bitter? Because it must have been a strictly segregated town when you were growing up.
Something else, you know. I'm on very good terms with the governor of South Carolina, Governor Riley. He's invited me about four times to spend two or three nights in the executive mansion, where I slept in the bed of one of the Declarations of Independence. That's when we ran y'all out of here. That's what the Declaration of Independence means. The English didn't exactly call it an independence revolution. They call it, they would have called it in the present jargon, they would call that a peacekeeping force.
I want to go back to your childhood experience, because I know some of the small towns and stuff. Was there a black school and two white schools, or just one black school?
Well, in Chillon, when I was coming up, there was a white high school, and there was one colored white school. There was a grammar school for whites, and grammar school. But now, there's one white school, one junior, junior high school, and sells intermediate grades. And then they have some. Just today in the paper, in Greenville, South Carolina, there's a college there that has an enrollment of 3,200, and they got eight blacks.
Apple Watches are all rage these days. Not only are they convenient for checking text.
And so the President Reagan, I don't like talking about politics, but this has something to do with me.
It's your life, yeah.
President Reagan went along with tax exempt from this college. Supreme Court just knocked it down. Go ahead, Supreme Court. Paul Robeson was a great. His principles, was unshakable. And they tried everything to shut him up. You know, they gave him film roles, and which he was very capable of doing well on this. But they tried everything, but they couldn't get to him. He would speak out there, and he'd look Congress in the eye and say, and I loved it. One time, I was playing at Apollo Theater. And this was the height of McCarthyism that we called it at that time, and the House Un-American Activities Committee, in which they would delve into your personal life and do all these things, policies. But Robeson came by the theater to see me in the audience, and then left, and then he called me up, and he said, I just saw the show. It was just gorgeous. And I said, well, where were you? He said, well, after the performance, I just left. I said, well, why did you come back stage and speak to me? He said, well, I didn't want to bang no hood on you. I said, man, you can come and see me anytime. I'll take whatever they give.
Music messages the way religion does. Now, I know you were a religious man. You can't explain everything about Baha'ism.
It's not the term Baha'ism. That when you say Baha'ism, you can think of communism or all the other isms. It's not an ism. Being a Baha'i. I was resist Baha'i.
I understand one thing that you've said in the book. We won't mention it again. When you say that religion is, the big religions are universal,
mm-hmm.
and they need messengers, and you say music is universal. There is a oneness, you say, but why does it need a messenger? If you're a messenger, what message are you bringing us in jest?
Progression, revolution, whatever I create, but when I have a following, my following falls in line, and they say, that's the gospel. Or whatever Charlie Parker creates, and they say, that is the gospel. Whatever Colvin Hawkins, Lester Young, Leon Song, Indian Miles, or Clifford Brown, any of the major establishers of a style.
Well, one of the things that impressed me in the last, it was only a couple of nights ago, saw you at Ronnie's, looking at the audience, I would think the oldest was 70s, the youngest just hitting the legal age, just 18 or young.
That's weird.
Many colors.
But well, people sort of like me on the scene because they think that I am real. And I try to be real on the stage as much as possible without being obnoxious, because I'm just a natural obnoxious person, as people will tell you. but I try not to be, and I try to portray what I represent on the stage. They go for it.
Okay, thank you.
You know,
that was Dizzy Gillespie interviewed by Brent Trumpet. A young lady back in an afternoon back in 1983. Dizzy's no longer with us, but he is one of the originators of the bebop jazz. Actually, if you listen very carefully, he is from South Carolina, where I'm broadcasting from, and I thought it was important for us to give a listen to his stories because, you know, we have a tendency to lose true forms of history. And when we lose true forms of history, we don't, when somebody else writes about it, we don't really get a chance to really know that real truth about anything. And so that was because it's hard to discern whether it's theirs is true or it's somebody else's history, because that's why they call it his story. We're going to go on and listen to the great Dizzy Gillespie playing a song right now. This is one of the songs he wrote called A Night in Toledo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now you've heard the other side of the story. That's the great Dizzy Gillespie playing a song he wrote called Night in Tunisia. Recorded in 1971, this particular one was recorded in 1971. Of course, it was recorded long before that. But this was a performance that he did at a jazz concert. And I just wanted to, you heard him talk, and now you heard him play. I will be coming back to Dizzy another time. Like I did with Charlie Parker, I stayed on Charlie Parker for a particular reason. Because there's a lot more changes in Charlie Parker's sound. Dizzy's sound was continuously very similar most of the time he played jazz. He's made some clean, his sounds were very clear and clean. And but I want to now move on to another person who I think is a great musician and a great pianist, but came around, played around the same time, and his name is Oscar Peterson. He is, Charlie Parker had his style of bebop, and later on, modern jazz. Oscar Peterson did too, because Oscar Peterson would infuse honky-tonk. He would put in not only honky-tonk, but he'd also put in bebop. He'd also put in ragtime, and then he'd put in modern jazz. And so let's give a listen to this fantastic piano player. Thank you. put the great Oscar Peterson playing I Wish on the Moon, actually recorded at a concert he did in 1975. Of course, Oscar Peterson was in that bebop period, came from Canada and came to the United States in about 1947. Actually, he played with Charlie Parker. And, of course, so Dizzy did, of course, and then Oscar did back in the early 50s. I had an opportunity to hear Oscar play at the Cotton Club in New York. I just couldn't understand what this man was doing. His hands were like, he was putting them out of sight. His hands were so fast. Probably the greatest jazz pianist who ever lived. I would say that Oscar Peterson fell in that particular category. We're going to go on to another jazz pianist who I think changed the way music was being played. He played more sort of, I think he wrote one song called Misty. All the rest of the songs, he played most of the classical songs and turned them into jazz. Let's give a listen to the great Earl Garner. Thank you. That was the fantastically great Earl Garner playing Lullaby of Birdland. I never got an opportunity to hear or see him. He came up when I was like in high school. And my cousin, Ellen Hall, was a big fan of his. And that's how I got to learn about Earl Garner. This was from an album that I later on purchased the staff that I graduated from high school. It's called the Complete Concert by the Sea, done by Earl Garner, recorded in Carmel, California, September the 19th, 1955. When you considered he changed the style of playing jazz, so did the Oscar Peterson. I would consider him number two as a great jazz pianist behind Oscar Peterson. I always consider Oscar Peterson number one. What I consider great about Earl Garner was that Earl was self-taught. He learned how to play the piano by watching his aunt play. We're going to move on to another great jazz pianist and composer. And he changed the whole style of jazz and made it into a more modern and a weird kind of sounding jazz. I'm talking about the great Thelonious Monk. Let's give a listen to one of his compositions. Thank you. Thelonious Monk with his quartet called Monk's Dream, recorded in 1962 on the Columbia record label. By the way, all the people that I've played so far today, including what I played last week with Charlie Parker, were geniuses. They were all genius. This man right here, Thelonious Monk, had a doctor's degree from Juilliard School of Music in Columbia University in New York City. And probably known for the recording and the writing of the song called Round About Midnight. Therefore, I think I've given you some of the great, I think Thelonious would fall into one of the top 10 great jazz pianists, but probably one of the top three. Recording artists in terms of creating different songs. We're going to leave some of this music behind and try to go on to something a little more modern. And let's start off with Stacy Kent. Stacy Kent is somebody you probably never heard before, but from what I've been able to glean, let's just give a listen. You'll love it. Mm-hmm.
qualities of McCafe. They're kind of like a cinnamon sugar whirling, donut stick twirling, chocolate sauce swirling.
The $1 stylist deal. Nice to meet you.
Perfect.
Alexa, show me the front door.
I need you, you, you.
Interesting how our music has a tendency to evaporate from its original thing that we were trying to do. It just happened to just take off and go on its own. We still have some time left, and what I'm going to try to do, that was a music that I thought you might find very, very interesting. This time we're going to go to another entertainer that is relatively new. Our Marcus Valley and the Jet Samba. And hopefully we won't be interrupted by the commercials that try to sneak on.
Don't miss your chance to see the Lion King. One of
Marcus Valley, Jet Samba. A new person on the scene, as I indicated before, I have to be aware of pop-ups on your computer. Most of you probably have come in contact with them. That was one that was, it came up on most of the, all the songs that I've been trying to do. We're going to close out the show. We got about maybe 3 or 4 minutes. And we're going to close out the show and give you sort of an indication of the kind of music we'll be listening to next week. This is Toots. Check him out. has been Getting It Done with your host, Dr. Walter Dean. This is Toots Seisman playing a song that's made famous by the great Jackie Cole, Smile. And we'll listen to the conclusion of the song until we go off. So if you haven't had a good day, hopefully this gets you heard today. We'll bring you some sunshine in your life. And hopefully the rest of the weekend will be just as beautiful for you. God bless and have a good evening.